This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning and welcome. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the wake-up show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. And you can apply online at 84lumber.com. I'd like to take this moment to just acknowledge Pittman's basketball because the team has a game tonight against Florida, the Florida Gators, at 9:30. Coverage on the Fan starts at 9 o'clock, and Pitt has not lost a game yet this season. Their last game they scored 107. And two of their four wins have had 100 points, so they're doing well this season so far, early on. Very good. Now, why do I mention Pitt basketball first? Because they have a game tonight, and we're covering it. We've got the broadcast, but also because we know what the story is today. We know what the story is this week. And the Fan Morning Show has been fortunate over the last couple weeks to actually get breaking news. Never happens. Seems it never happens. Things happen too early in the morning. Or things happen too midday for the morning show to really get that love of breaking news. And I believe it was last Wednesday, Deshaun Watson was announced as out for the season. That didn't help the Steelers, it seems. They still lost, but, you know, that was exciting at the time. And then yesterday, Matt Canada gets relieved of duties. The announcement coming around 8:50 in the morning. So, yeah, that's the story. Let's talk about it. 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callis underscore 33. Give me a mention, tag me in a post, and I will I'll read your comments. I mean, people are seemingly thrilled, and that's the normal reaction. I do have one person I know that said this man has a family and a life outside of football. He doesn't deserve this. To that I say, he did not pass away. Nothing tragic happened to him. He'll still collect his paycheck and have, about $1.5 million after his time with the Steelers. So I don't feel too bad for him. I always thought, though, that the excessive chants were just unnecessary. I mean, it's odd to care about somebody so much and like want somebody to fail so much that you're going to chant fire Canada at Penguin games. Otherwise, though, I mean, he does absolutely deserve the ridicule that he was put under. Absolutely deserved it. I mean, they didn't play well. They haven't played well on offense through most of the season, and they seemed like they were on an upward trajectory. I mean, they were scoring a good bit. You know, like they were getting toward 20 points. I think their last two games before the Cleveland game, they scored 20 or more. So, I mean, it looked kind of good, and then they lost 13-10, and then this was warranted. I mean, Doran said it the Monday before, for sure. He said that, you know, firings would happen the day after in any other organization after you put on a performance like that. It seems like the Steelers were inclined to do something. They did it a day later than Doran thought or said. But, like, yeah, they eventually made a change. This is apparently pretty historic as well because they haven't changed coaches midseason since the 40s. So there's no reason. Don't feel any shame. You're allowed to celebrate. I mean, for the few of you that think that this man has a family and this is going to be a rough time ahead, I mean, as long as nobody harass him, there's no need to speak to him directly. Like, the deed's been done. We know he did poorly. I don't know how many cheers there will be. What do we chant now? At games, there's going to be nothing that fun, I don't think. Unless Sit Pickett becomes the next chant, but if he continues to play poorly. I mean, who knows? But, like, yeah, I mean, I don't feel bad for Matt Canada. And we'll talk about We'll talk about things going forward here. You can also, again, call 412-928-9370. I'll talk about what I think happened and what went around and, you know, taking some opinions from other people to kind of lay out what I believe happened here. But I do want to take your calls as well, and we already get somebody on the line. So let me take this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
This is Ted.
All right, Ted, what's up?
Real quick about Mike Canada. I won't feel so too sorry for him. He's getting paid $2 million.
Right.
So he'll be all right.
Right.
As far as who fired Mike Canada and everything else, look, if you're the owner of the team, it doesn't matter who fired. You still got to go to the owner. So Art Rooney had to approve this regardless.
Right.
I just think it's a stupid subject. Real quick about the season, it's all about Kenny Pickett. You have to find out what you have.
Right.
You got six games, and, to me, it's all about him. And he has to step it up, and you have to see. And if he's not, and if you do have to draft in the first round for a quarterback, guess what? You're in rebuild mode. You have to totally rebuild.
Yeah.
And also, do you trust his organization when it comes to developing quarterbacks? I don't.
I don't either. Thanks for the call, Ted. Ted, a good caller. Yeah, I mean, I agree with pretty much all of what he said. Yeah, they don't develop quarterbacks well. Doesn't seem they have. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger was a talent of his own. It seemed that Roethlisberger kind of made his own success by being able to play crazy good in his time. Although, I mean, they only won one Super Bowl, and if you're using that standard. I don't love that standard because, I mean, compared to other organizations and how they do things, it's like, you know, some fans would kill for a Super Bowl, you know, to watch a Super Bowl. It's like, it's one of those things. Now again, we are Steeler fans, right? So maybe our standards are held higher than those and that we should expect Super Bowls or at least legitimate contention every so often. So, I mean, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, though, depending on how you're judging him, I mean, he made his own success, so it seemed. Maybe the organization was holding him back from winning more. Either way, though, it hasn't seemed recently like quarterback development has been great. I don't know how much Ben Roethlisberger had an influence on Mason Rudolph's future as well. Apparently, because Ben wouldn't share information with him, and you remember that all that drama. So, who knows exactly if that was the Steelers' fault, if Ben Roethlisberger's influence was just so big that it sucked the life out of anybody else that went out for the job. And I think Ben Roethlisberger at the time, it was tough to go against Kenny Pickett. And you're not going to not like Kenny Pickett because he was a great PR move at the time for sure, coming out of Pitt. And, you know, apparently the Steelers wanted to undo the damage they did by not getting Dan Marino on the team, drafting him when he was eligible. So there are a lot of factors that play into that. I'm like halfway on the quarterback development because I don't know how much of it was Roethlisberger, and I don't know how much of his influence prevented anybody else from having the opportunity to be a meaningful quarterback on the team. But everything else Ted said, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. All right, got another caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Old German Roy.
Hello.
How are you? Christmas came early for Steelers fans.
I'm thankful.
But yeah, me too. But what's really going to change? They're going to still run the same offense.
You really think so?
Well, it's too late in the season to change everything, right?
You'd be surprised. I mean, if you're an NFL team, and thanks for the call, if you're an NFL team, you can make those. You should be able to make those adjustments. The NFL players that they have should be able to make certain adjustments to maybe play more aggressively. I mean, I know players have the ability to play more aggressively, and I mean, there are other scenarios that I've seen on other teams at all levels where they just change the playbook and they study the entire week or two and get certain plays down. Maybe they'll choose to play more aggressively. We can only hope that as well, because if they keep playing the same way, it is going to be detrimental, and it's not impossible that they do run the same offense. I'm just saying that for all of their sakes, something significant better change. Like, they better add something to the playbook, and it's definitely possible that they could add or subtract from the playbook. And I forget who said it yesterday, but I was listening to the morning show when the news broke. that they were talking about maybe Mike Sullivan go to the players, or, you know, Faulkner go to the players and say, you know, what do you guys want to run? How do you guys want to do this? And have a more player-focused approach on play calling moving forward. Just seeing what they're comfortable with and seeing what they want to do. It seems like there's miscommunication. Like, I mean, we heard the rumors on Monday, you know, Deontay Johnson tweeting out things about, you know, how he ran the correct routes and stuff. Maybe you'll lose that, because initially it looks like it's a miscommunication between Kenny Pickett and Deontay Johnson, but then again, it could be the fact that Matt Canada is insisting on certain calls, and it's frustrating both of them, and they seem like they're mad at each other when really they're mad at Canada. I mean, there's a whole bunch of scenarios where somebody could be at fault, and we as fans don't necessarily care who's at fault. We just want better success. I'm sure that's how you feel, and if you feel the same way as me, that's how I feel, is that I don't care whose fault it is. We want to identify problems, but like, it should be fixed eventually. I do believe as an NFL team, they'll be able to adjust, though. If they want to adjust and add those types of plays and change the offense, they certainly could do so. I'm confident in that. All right, got another caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning, what's your name?
Good morning, it's Anthony, my friend.
Anthony, good morning, what's up?
This whole fiasco is in Tomlin's lap.
Sure.
I mean, ex-NFL players normally don't care about who's the offensive coordinator with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but they watched this offense and called it amateurish and Saturday-ish, and there's no concepts, and there's nothing. I mean, so this has been going on for 2.5 years. And Roethlisberger, who ignored most of the nonsense to them, I mean, he told Roethlisberger not to audibilize. We heard that 2 years ago. This train wreck has been coming. Well, the Steelers had better hope this isn't Bill Belichick when he went to Joe Judge and Tricia and ruined a quarterback like Mac Jones. That's what the Steelers better hope.
Yeah.
Who LSU fired in the middle of the season? Come on. This was a joke from day one. It really is embarrassing. And for Tomlin, I like hunkering down on this and then putting all the onus on your defense was ridiculous in 90s football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anthony, I appreciate the call. Thanks. It is a joke. It is a train wreck. It was coming. LSU may have fired him for a reason. Yeah, I agree with all those sentiments. Anthony, a good caller as well. Consistent caller. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's no really arguing with this. Like, I think most of us have the opinion down that this was a big problem and it's a joke and it is embarrassing. That's the consensus, and I think that's why we're all relieved that he's gone, because it at least inspires the hope that change will happen. Maybe Kenny Pickett can break out. Maybe the offense can look like legit. You know, that's what we can only hope. I'm not saying it's going to happen, because all you Kenny Pickett loving accusers, you can go away. I'm not saying that he's just automatically going to play better. I'm still open to the possibility that he's going to continue to struggle. But for at least the next few days, we have hope. That's what this move gives us. It gives us as fans hope. I think that after hearing reports and hearing opinions, I have pieced together exactly what happened and why it happened. I'll tell you what I think happened and why it happened next after this break, and I'll take more of your calls as well in time. 412-928-9370. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check Red Tag bonus sale going on now through December 4th. SunChevy.com. Today, high of 50, low of 40. Cloudy skies expected. Then tomorrow for Thanksgiving, going to be kind of nice, though kind of cold, though. Partly cloudy skies, high of 48, low of 36. That's Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. So, got a few more minutes to talk to you. And I did tease something, so I want to pay that off. I'm talking about why I think this all happened. Doug Whaley always talks about, as it relates to moves being made, return on investment, right? Like, there needs to still be interest enough for fans to be invested, and then in turn, money is made more, right? You cannot have a situation where the quarterback and the offensive coordinator are perceived to be bad and to struggle, because when that happens, I think people then check out. And especially when you lose to a division opponent like the Cleveland Browns and the situation they were in, they had their third stringer starting, right? It wasn't a good look, and somebody had to pay. So it's either, okay, we sit the quarterback that we drafted in the first round, or we cut off the offensive coordinator in the final year of his $2 million total contract, right? And so when you look at it that way, I mean, that's what I believe it is. It's that you could not – you want to give Kenny Pickett a second chance. You want to give Kenny Pickett second life. You want fans to feel better about the team because they fired an unpopular guy like Canada, and everybody can kind of be refreshed a little bit. Like, hey, really, Kenny Pickett has no excuses. If he didn't have any before, he certainly doesn't have any now. And I think that's kind of the point, right? Cut the resource that seemed to be expendable, right? Again, the coordinator in the final year of his contract versus the quarterback, borderline rookie. I mean, he's had experience, but, you know, I mean, he's young. He's in the early parts of his rookie contract, and he was a first-round draft choice. So they really want to figure out what Kenny Pickett can do, and they'd rather continue to invest in him being a first-round pick than the coordinator, again, who was on a cheap contract and was on the way out seemingly anyway. So as for Mike Tomlin saying that it was his decision, I don't believe that. And the only reason why is, like, for me, you can't say things earlier in the season. Like, sometimes I just tell you guys things to appease you. I've lied before, and I just say things sometimes, and then you go out and try to take credit for something like this. I mean, there's no way with the trajectory of the perceived trajectory of the team, the way it was going, that Art Rooney II didn't step in and go, actually, you know what? We can't have this going on any longer. I mean, it's Mike Tomlin doing, you know, damage control by saying that it was his decision. That is damage control, because it would look bad for Tomlin to have to admit that Art Rooney made the decision, but I don't trust that Mike Tomlin made the decision, if that even matters. But, like, I think that's Tomlin's mentality, to go out there and have a little arrogance as he speaks to media, and I don't trust much of what he says based on his earlier press conferences this season, and this to me is just him doing damage control. I think Art Rooney II doesn't really care who takes credit for that. He just wanted it to be done, but I do think it was ultimately his decision to make. Mike Tomlin is just trying to look good by claiming that he was the one that made the decision and he wants to win now. So that's my opinion there.